Right. You're talking earlier about the independent schools and how exams were brought in essence to try and control who got what opportunities or who was certified. Could you expand a little bit on that? That was interesting.
Yeah, because independent schools, you could not control what was being taught in the classroom. And so the way to control the curriculum and the teaching is by introducing exams. And that applies also now for the colonial schools, because you could have a teacher who is being paid, of course, by the missionaries, but when they get into the classroom, they'll start telling you, do you know about your ancestors? Do you know this? Have you done this? So the way to control the curriculum and what goes on in the classroom is by giving exams. And that one, it works that way because the students and the parents are now the ones who are saying, what you're telling me is good, but is it going to come in the exam? Which is the same thing that happens up to today. You have things that you want to teach, but you can't teach because the students want to know if it's coming in the exam. So that's how the colonial government now introduced the Cambridge exam. And the Cambridge was run from London.
Right.
They weren't set here. It was London. So it was a way of saying, it doesn't matter what you're taught in whatever African school, you at the end of the day, you will be certified by one system. And the Cambridge exams were still being given in Kenya 2 years into independence, until now Kenya decided to create its own exam body. So basically the idea is that government is the one that certifies what knowledge shall be learned and what knowledge it finds useful.
Yes, and that's interesting because coming to what's happening now, which you mentioned, that there's quite a lot of focus at the moment on passing the exam. Mm-hmm. And as you articulated, there are people who will insist, you know, that learning should really be about getting what you need to pass the exam.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for us, I think, to understand the colonial roots of these sorts of thinking. Do you think that we have reformed the system that we have from the colonial days, or is it a continuation of the colonial thinking and logic?
It's a continuation. I think the exam is a perfect example where you insist on certification according to a certain standard. So it's the same idea. It's about certifying and saying these are the ideas that are valid. But also, and this is a conversation we've had on social media a lot, there's a lot of violence in the schools. Kids are beaten for not getting their multiplication tables. They are beaten for thinking on their own. One student was telling me she was punished for reading novels. You'd think that would be a good thing, that somebody's reading novels on their own, but she was punished for that by the teachers. So there's a lot of violence, even before we even start talking about the violence that the students now use when they're trying to negotiate and the teachers are not listening. So there's a lot of violence in the school system. If it's not physical, it's abuse and putting people down. So by the time you're finished with school, you have such a low self-esteem. And that is the point, so that when you become a citizen, you're a citizen who does whatever the government tells you. So it's still a very colonial system, a system of saying only these ideas are approved and only I can transmit them to you because I was given permission by the government. So even all this regulation that you have of universities is the same thing, is to say we are the ones who tell lecturers what they must teach and we must always keep on inspecting to see that they are teaching the right thing. So it's still a very colonial system in operation.
I would assume some of the comeback that you get, and I'm sure you face these questions on social media, would be, do we not need to certify exams? Don't we need to have exams that are set, that test whether people have learned? And don't we need to have some form of regulation that says this is the curriculum and this is what people need to know, so that we don't just have any Tom, Dick and Harry setting up a school and then saying that, you know, I'm teaching something. Are you fundamentally against the regulation and exams, or are you saying we're doing them badly?
I'm saying we are doing them badly because, for example, exams should be diversified. We have a pipeline. What we have now is a pipeline. KCPE, KCSE, degree, like that. And there's no other way around it. And you have to wait for the government to announce which exams are available and all that. And if you don't follow it, at some point, for example, Machiani was saying, if you got a D and you ended up in university, they would nullify your degree. So it's a pipeline. Instead of introducing different forms of certification, for example, why can't we have certification for apprenticeships, for example? Like France, they have what they call, they have a certification for craftspeople. So like chefs, metal workers, designers, they get this certification and it's very prestigious. And the benefit is that now if you're a young person who is training in that field, if you learn with them, that's a prestigious thing for you. So we are not diversifying the types of certification that we can give. The second problem with the regulation mindset is that it comes from an idea of you are already doing something wrong, let us find you out. It's not saying these are the guidelines, let's see how this can work. Let's look at the best practices. What are good things that people are already doing? How can we mainstream them? That's not the logic of regulation. The logic of regulation is that you're all doing something wrong and we are here to catch you and embarrass you. So what happens with that kind of mindset is that institutions start following the regulations instead of teaching. They're more worried about, have we followed the rules? If the government comes, will they, you know, are they going to sanction us? So that becomes the focus instead of education.